Please stand for scripture reading. Today's scripture can be found in Revelation 3, verses 1 and 2. And unto the angel of the church in Sardis write, These things saith he that hath the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know thy works, and that thou hast a name that thou livest and art dead. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain, that thou art ready to die, for I have not found thy works perfect before God. Please remain standing.
As we prepare our hearts for prayer this morning, we'll be singing our prayer song. If you have a special prayer request or a praise, we invite you to bring it forward. Join us here in the front as we lay it at the feet of Jesus.
Possible, shall we kneel down for prayer? Our loving and gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning for this beautiful Sabbath day that thou hast given to us to spend with you, to honor you, to praise you, and to worship you. Please give us your blessings, dear Lord, to all of us kneeling before you in this church. And Father, please forgive our trespasses. And Father, now I pray for those that have come forward. If they have praises for you, please accept them, dear Lord. And those who came because they need your help in times of trials and problems, please, Lord, look at them. Please do not leave them at the mercy of circumstances. You know at the limits of their strength and endurance. Please be with them at their time of need. And now, Father, I pray for the ministry of the Holy Spirit to each one of us. May the life-changing power of the Holy Spirit change our lives that we may have the character of Jesus, that we may be beacon of lights to those around us and be faithful witness for the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Please be with our pastor, dear Lord, this morning, who will give the message from you this morning. Please anoint his lips. And may the Holy Spirit be with him. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome. Happy Sabbath. You probably noticed, according to the bulletin, Pastor Tim Jones is to be preaching this morning. He was scheduled to speak, but I believe Thursday he got called out of town on a family emergency. We want to keep Brother Tim and Carol, and in a special way, Tim's family in prayer, as a cousin has been struggling with cancer for quite a while down in Southern California, and it doesn't look as though she has too long to go. So he's down there with the family this evening. We asked if he would be able to preach for us at a later point in time when he's back, in between his travels, between doing evangelistic series, and next week, Carol traveling to South Africa for a weekend revival. So may God bless you folks as you travel. We're going to continue our study this morning in the book of Revelation. We've been looking at the seven churches. Today we'll be studying the church of Sardis. We're starting Revelation chapter 3. We're only going to be looking at six verses in Revelation chapter 3. I'd like to do a quick review as to what we've learned thus far in Revelation 2, talking about the seven churches. We have the church of Ephesus. That's the first of the seven. It's sometimes referred to as the apostolic church, the church of the apostles. According to the message that Jesus had for the church labored tirelessly in spreading the gospel. It was committed to opposing wicked men and imposters. However, Jesus said that the church had lost its first love experience. So it was a church that was zealous for evangelism. It was committed to doctrinal purity, but it had lost that connection, that vital connection. If you like it, the most important thing, like we heard in our children's story, that first love with Jesus. Then we have the church of Smyrna. It represents Christendom from about 100 to 313 AD. It's referred to as the persecuted church. The church suffered much tribulation and persecution under the Roman emperors. The church was counseled to be faithful unto death. Jesus said to the one who overcomes, they will receive a crown of life. We have the third church, which is the church of Pergamum, represents a time period of 313 through to about 538 AD. We begin to see a compromising start to take place within Christendom. The church began to adopt pagan customs and practices. The church grew in worldly power and wealth. However, there were still faithful people in the church, and Jesus promised those who would overcome a white stone with a new name. The last church that we studied together was the church of Thyatira. It represents Christendom from about 538 through to 1565, a very long period of time, more than a thousand years. However, it's described as the corrupt church. The church of Thyatira represents the period of time given to the Roman church to repent. Although many accepted the teachings of the Reformation, the church sealed her decision at the Council of Trent in 1563. During this period, many reformers were put to death for advocating the teachings of the Bible. And so we start today with the church of Sardis. It picks up the story from about 1563 and onwards, and it focuses on the time period of the Reformation. Now, here is the map of Turkey, and you can see where various cities are located. Just to kind of give you an idea where Sardis is, that's where the ancient city of Sardis was. This is the Black Sea. This is the Aegean Sea. This is down close to the Mediterranean area. The island of Patmos, where John wrote the book of Revelation, is just off the coast. Here is a map of just the seven churches. You've got the island of Patmos there in the blue, Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamum, Thyatira, Sardis. That's the one we're studying this morning. And then there's two left, Philadelphia and Laodicea. We'll get to those later on in our study of Revelation. A little bit of history about the ancient city of Sardis. It's rather interesting. Sardis was one of the greatest cities of Asia Minor. The city's wealth and prosperity can be attributed to its location, ideal for trade and commerce, and to its abundant source of water and mineral resources. Most notably were the gold-bearing sands of a river that flowed through the city's marketplace. Apparently, people would be able to find gold dust in this river right in the marketplace flowing through Sardis. Sardis was also a textile center producing wool for the use of outer garments. The city contained a large bath gymnasium complex that was in use for about 500 years. The complex covered 5 acres and contained large vaulted halls for bathing and a large open courtyard for exercise. During the time of the Apostle John, there were an estimated 120,000 people living in Sardis. Artemis was the main goddess of the city, and she was the goddess of the hunt, the moon, and fertility. Here are a few ruins of the ancient city of Sardis. This is actually ruins from the Temple of Artemis. It was one of the 7th largest temples built to the Greek gods in Asia Minor. Very big, beautiful temple in its day. This is the ruins of the Bath Gymnasium complex. It was this vast series of buildings and then large courtyards used for exercise. And this is actually the ruins of a Jewish synagogue that was discovered there in the ancient part of the city of Sardis. It was in a prominent part of town, and it shows that the Jews had quite the presence in the ancient city of Sardis. This is some of the ruins of the market area and some of the stores along the way. All right, Revelation chapter 3, verse 1. What does Jesus have to say to the church at Sardis?